Ladies and gentlemen, we present Al Reed.
Such is life. Life is what you make it. Such is life. Show them you can take it on the chin. We're the grin.
Life is what you make it. I know one thing that can alter it. When you call at a friend's house where they have a large, ferocious dog. They say a dog is a man's best friend, but you begin to wonder when you find yourself face to face with one like this.
Come here. Come here! It's all right, you're not, Dodger.
Whoop!
Get down.
Whoop!
Get down. No, let him get down. You stand up. See? Now make him shake hands with you. Go on, shake hands. Shake hands. No, I wouldn't try to pat his head. He'll have your arm off. And do you know, he knows every word you say, don't you? Hey?
Whoop! Whoop!
He knows every word you say, all right? You say the wrong word, he'll have you. You're an old soft foot, aren't you, eh? Are you an old soft foot?
Woo!
Well, you wicked beg. Did you see that? He went right through my sleeve. I thought so. He wants to kiss you. Go on, let him kiss you. Go on, kiss nicely. There you are. There's a real wet one for you. No, don't wipe it off. He'll fly at your throat. Have you heard him sing? Oh, he can sing, can't you?
Woo! Woo!
He'll sing Nelly Dean. Go on. Go on. Sing Nelly Dean. Go on. There's an old mill.
Woo! Woo!
No, no. There's an old mill.
Woo!
There's an old mill. By the stream.
Woo!
By the stream. By the stream. No, sing it. Don't make one. Here. I'll get him to show you his trick. When I say trust, you turn him over on his back and roll him over with your foot. Go on. Turn him over on his back.
Woo!
Now then, trust. Trust. Now roll him over with your foot. Ah, trust. There you are. Now you try and get your leg away. Oh, well. Such is life. By the way, have you booked your summer holidays yet? It's so easy these days. All you have to do is to pop into any travel agents and make the booking. Simple. Simple? Wait till you get stuck behind a pair who can't make their minds up and you'll be lucky to get away by Christmas. Have you had some?
Well, you've got me in a right mess now. I don't know what to say. Which was that coach tour you said would give us two nights in Rome, provided it wasn't time to set off back before we got there? Oh, that one, yes. Just a minute, I'll ask him.
He's suggesting we should go here. Costa del Sol. No, he's not being rude. He's trying to help you. Well, what do you think about Jersey? No, not the one you've got on. Jersey! It's a place in this brochure.
Have you anywhere else? Florence? No, we're leaving her at home. You haven't got somewhere behind the Iron Curtain, have you? Only it always fascinates him how they oil it. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. I think he's found one he fancies.
You'd like to go there, would you? Are you sure?
He says, could you book him a single to Pakistan? He fancies getting a job on the buses.
Of course, it doesn't matter where you book for your holidays. You never really know what you're in for until you get to the other end. And how is it? Just as you arrive with your cases, there's always some Johnny Knowles standing on the steps waiting to put you right. You've met him.
How do you do?
How do you do? Welcome to Colditz.
Pardon?
I say, if you want the escape committee, it meets Mondays. They might well add the visitor's book. Well, we've had a right week of it, we have. I say, we've had a real basin full. Is that right, Flory? She'll tell you. She's still trying to pluck up courage to unpack. Well, we've only come for a rest. You'll be lucky. I say, you'll be lucky. Your only chance of rest here is to get run in by a copper. What room have they put you in? Second floor at the back, I thought so. Cell block D. And not sleep there. Oh, right on top of the goods yards. You see, if you keep your window open, it's ding-dong-clang all night, and if you shut it, you can't breathe. Well, I got fed up with the cough, 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 and me in and out of bed all night trying to stuff the system with brown paper. Well, that's not on, you know. I say, that's not on. Did you have a bath before you come? No, you're getting on here. It's like queuing for Jaws. Trying to get in that bathroom. You have to set your alarm to get in the loo. Well, they say it's only 3 minutes to the sea. Ah, it is, by Concord. The day trip. You've got to change buses twice. Well, as long as there's good food. Good food, that's a laugh. I say, that's a joke, that is. I'm not kidding. They've given us that much steam cod, I've started winking at goldfish. Well, what did we sit down to last night? Bloody, wake up! What was it we sat down to? Vitamin salad. 2 bits of carrot and a pilchard. Are you bothered with wind? No, you will be. That bread pudding's like concrete. And hey, I'll give you a tip. Watch them with the extras. They charge you for sniffing flowers here. Well, you can tell. They're stinging us for £5 extra for a dog. When I told him we hadn't got a dog, he said, no, but we haven't. You've got his bedroom. Well, as long as there's a nice crowd, you'd think so at 2:30 in the morning when those Scotsmen come in. What? Playing the bagpipes up and down the landing till all hours? Well, that's not right, you know. I say, that's not on. I looked for the manager to complain and found him playing the drums. Oh, well, perhaps I'd better have a word with him right away. He'll have to get in the queue. I'm waiting to see myself. I'm trying to book again for next year.
Life on the farm is kind of laid back, and much an old country boy like me can't hack. It's early to rise and early in the sack. Thank God I'm a country boy.
Well, a simple kind of life never done me no harm. I'm raising me a family and working on the farm. My days are all filled with an easy country charm. I thank God I'm a country boy.
Well, I got me a farm wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. I thank God I'm a country boy.
Play your fiddle, boy.
Fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Oh, thank God I'm a country boy.
And when the work's all done and the sun sets slow, I pick up my fiddle and I rise up the bow. The kids are all asleep, so I keep it kind of low. I thank God I'm a country boy. What do you say?
Well, the fiddle was my daddy till the day he died. And he took me by the hand, held me close to his side. Said, live a good life, play the fiddle with pride. I thank God you're a country boy.
Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. Well, life on the farm is kind of laid back. Ain't much an old country boy like me can hack. It's early to rise and early in the sack. Thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy.
Well, settlers, ladies and gentlemen, a drop of good singing there. In fact, we'll have a bit more of that in a minute. Now, it were good. It were good, that, wasn't it? Good. It were good, that. By the way, I'm not too broad for you. Not too broad for you. No. You see, it's the way we talk in Lancashire. It's the rattle of the shuttles in the mills. That's what does it. You can't hear yourself speak. You've got to mouth the words to make yourself understood. It's the only way. And Ida, Ida. When you get home, will you tell our Eunice? No, not our unit. Eunice. Will you tell her to tell me mother, to Luke? No, not Luke on the hook. No, she'll see the key. And Ida, tell her not to forget to look under the mat. She'll find some tripe and a pair of kippers. English. And we started it. It's funny what we've done with it. But we all have our own way of talking, you know, and you can't be the Englishman at a cocktail party. What is being spoken about it of no consequence at all, provided an odd word is thrown in here and there which makes the conversation sound as if it's vital. You must have heard it. A strange thing the world, well, it's cool. And, of course, instead of the heart, we will have marked, you heard about his tales. And this is the thing that will interest you. It's the biggest suspicion on the Prince of Match called a taxi. That gossip they have for jobs. That's what's so important. It literally soaks an absolutely stark naked, complete and under shock. It's a funny thing with no key, see. And all through this, the other fella standing there, saying, yes, great, yes, as though he understand it. Yes, I know the story. It's the first time I've heard the details. Mind you, if you want to find out what they've done to English, you want to go to Scotland. Personally, I love it. It's music, but what it means, I've no idea. I was at a party up there the other week, and this fella got up to recite, and here's what it sounded like. The muckle do not wear the creed and creed official on the crew. Nay, the Duke of Malak Fina Nella Goggle Barak Dun. And here, laddie, or the Fennec Muckle here knock the stuna, where the triple of the Cranach, what is you not come at Dun? Aye, the Ockle of the Spanish. Oh, the Kilt of Connock Dun knock the Spanak near the Malak Fina Dinner of Connock Dun. Gira was the other one. Cod the bria fish mahid, the water spanner cod the hina, no the pomak but the breed. Tak the helos paranu, the two the fee of the two now span the wee on one the boo and kilt the bestie but the do. Ay the oak, a gloom a wah the spells as tan and rin. Dana rin the rid the hood, the harn the gin, a kid of gin. Oh, to heck with it. And another 82 words after that. Of course. Of course, you know, it's an art, talking a lot and saying nothing. And who's better at it than some of these racing commentators on TV when they have to keep chatting to you between the races? Now, there's that awfully nice chap who comes on in a trilby hat. He's marvellous at it. You've all seen it. Afternoon there. And, well, now, we're looking forward to a full afternoon's racing car. It's a blustery sort of day, and the conditions are not quite as I should like them for this particular course. However, I think this is going to affect the horses very much, although I think we can say it's going to be very hard going, particularly for me, because the wind keeps lifting my hat off and whipping the cord around my which, of course. As to what we think, well, now, it's not an easy race. Now, the number of runs, of course, doesn't help. It's rather a tricky course, but to predict the winner, oh, well, there we are now. One particularly useful horse here, which takes my eye, is number 16 on your programme. It takes my eye. I think it's number 16. I beg your pardon. It's number 6. Number 6 on your programme. A useful sort of horse. Now, he's won. I think he's won twice this season. He was behind once and left at the post 3 times. But I think his trainer has said he's a rather difficult horse to train. However, they've got him in blinkers today. That's the horse, of course, not the trainer. And so perhaps that will alter his opinion. Well, we mustn't forget Antony II. It didn't do too well on its last time out, but Dick Hearn has said a good word for it. He has, as I say, a good word for it. And when I talked to Dick a minute or two ago, he was still using it. I must say, I like the look of this Irish horse, Catalorus, and one can't altogether exclude Riccadoonie, but for myself, I take Sybil's fate to be first past the post with tread lightly as a very real danger. And there in your picture now is Calhoun, looking every inch a winner. He's by Sir Ivor and one of Barry Hill's, and what a great stallion he's turned out to be. And just behind him, that's Zelda's Queen, very strongly fancied, and a horse that's going to take an awful lot of beating this afternoon. Anyway, that's the way we see it, and as Tom has just said to me, if we could pick winners every time, we wouldn't be wasting our time talking to you.
Such a feeling's coming over me. Oh, there's wonder in most everything I see. Not a cloud in the sky. Got the sun in my eyes. And I won't be surprised if it's a dream. Everything I want this world to be is now coming true, especially.
Here, I say, have you ever thought how much we owe the British bus conductor? I don't mean for the times you've nipped off without paying. But you must admit, they've got a difficult job handling the public. And yet, they always manage to keep so cheerful. You notice the next time you get on a bus.
King Dom, wait till it stops, madam. They're not open yet. Right, let's have you. Hurry along, please. Just a minute, love. Let these two ladies get off first. Oh, sorry, sir. I didn't realise you were a fella. Is that your mother or your father?
Second time today I've made that mistake. It's not the air, you know. It's the handbags.
Hold tight, now. Your thing is me. You what, love?
Do we go over the canal bridge? We're in for hell of a ducking if we don't.
Pass right down inside the bus, please. No deer at the far end. Right. Who's not paid? Anybody want to pay twice? Are you going to take that seat, madam, or do you want us to play musical chairs? To where, sir?
Yes, but not with that coin. Yes, I know it looks like a shilling, sir, but before we can use that, we'll need to wait for a bus to Barcelona. And there's not too many running from here. Well, the only thing you can do with that here, sir, is to get off.
Right.
Wellington Road, Wellington Road. Beautiful dreamer. Blah, 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 blah. Hurry along, please. Just a minute, love. Let this old gentleman take his mind up. Now, sir, are you getting on, getting off, or getting busted? Right. On top, you kids, and no playing about with my destination board. They tell us those two. Just a minute, Squire. You can't come on here with that. Yes, I can see what it is. It's a mattress. Not a question of going upstairs. I can't let you on. This is a double-decker bus, not a bedsitter. Hold tight now. Beautiful mattress. Would you believe it? They'll be getting on with three-piece suites next. I'm not kidding. Your tickets, any more for the mystery trip? Would you mind taking that bull mastiff on top, sir? If you don't mind. Always bringing that dog on here. Stood with it under the stairs yesterday and cancelled all my workman's returns. Now, who's that trying to jump on? Who's that trying to jump on at these traffic lights? Can I squeeze past you, madam? Say, hey, get your foot off that platform. Never mind that. You can't get on here. It's not an official stop. Now, get off before I lose your temper. Cheeky beggar. Just my luck. Ready to clock off when I get one of those. Y'all take... Hey, quick, ring that bell. Stop him. I've just realised that was my release. Of course, you know, it's teamwork that keeps the buses running. Teamwork. Now, there's got to be an understanding between the driver and the conductor. And while you're stood at that bus stop wondering if they've gone on strike, they're still at the terminus. You've seen them propping up the front of the bus. Any more tea in that jug, Tommy? Hey, no, hadn't we better be getting back? Getting back? What's the matter with you? We haven't got near another 5 minutes. We'll have a full load up. That means a straight run through, a quick drag at the other end, and if we look slippy, we can turn round and miss all the school kids coming back. What are you looking for, work?
Hey, no, you'll have to pick some passengers up. There'll be queues at every stop.
Well, I do like I did coming up. I'll put my foot down and crack on. I've not seen them. And listen, while it's in my mind, don't keep holding me up at every fare stage while you shout, pass further down inside. Like I've told you, tip me the wink, I'll jam my brakes on, you can have all the room you want. Of course, we've all missed buses in our time, but the one bus you don't want to miss is the last bus. And what about when it's packed, waiting to pull out, and the fella gets on who's had one too many? Bring me sunshine. Bring me flowers. Who's been drinking after hours? If this... Hey, come on, Admiral. Get dinging your bell. Some of us have got homes to go to. Now, look, I want you off this bus where you can't have me. I'm spoken for. God didn't make no little green apples, didn't make no little green apples in the summertime. Didn't make enough seats for these buses either. Hey, Mrs., age before beauty. Would you like to get up and sit on my knee? Look, are you going to get off this bus, am I, Ellis-like? Hey, what's the matter with you all? Does nobody want to hold the conversation? Only if it's somebody's funeral, I'll take me hat off. Phew, it's hot in here. We'll have this window down for a start. What are you grinning at? Yes, you I'm talking to, and don't crack on you looking for your ticket. You've not paid yet. Look at me like that, you'll get a knuckles sandwich. I had the fright on the night I excited Delilah. She was no good, but I did what I could. Hey! Come on, guard. We're going to want bed and breakfast. Look, are you getting off this bus or do I have to throw you off or give over?
It's a free country, isn't it? It's not not Russia, is it? This fellow'll tell you. Hey, Solzhenitsyn, Solzhenitsyn. Not said anything wrong, Gabba. No, come on, just say, have I said anything wrong? I've not defended you, have I, lady? No, come on, let's have it straight. Have I offended you? Have I offended you? No, it's looking bad here. If he wants a fight, he can have it. Look, now, will you be reasonable? These passengers are waiting to get to Banstead. Banstead? Is that where we're going? Blimey, why didn't you tell me? I'm on the wrong bus.